I'm a New Zealander, worked overseas for 20 years in various countries around the world, both with different humanitarian organisations, but more recently with the United Nations, and most recently in the Middle East, in West Bank, Gaza, Lebanon and Iraq. But I also spent some time in New Zealand as a Member of Parliament. And for a time I was the leader of the largest, the oldest party in New Zealand, the Labour Party.
Now you've come here as the head of the mission. What do you see in terms of relationships between the mission and the government?
With all of the meetings that I've had with the sort of an order of the Foreign Minister, the Vice President, the First Vice President, the Cabinet Minister, and yesterday I spent a long period with President Keir. I think my message was to them was that I'm coming from outside of the country. I'm new. I'm in listening mode. I want to hear what they've got to say and, you know, what their advice is. I'm also coming at a time when the head of the United Nations, the Secretary General Guterres, has come in. And I spoke to him on the phone a couple of nights ago, and he was at pains to express that he wanted to have a good relationship with President Keir and with South Sudan. Once again, all of the ministers and certainly the president, when I met him yesterday, were welcoming. They were warm. My message to them was that the UN here in South Sudan is here to help the country move forward. We respect the extraordinary fight and the journey that South Sudan has come to gain its sovereignty as a small nation. The way that it's run and the way the country's run is up to the government and its people. That's not something for the United Nations. We're here to support. And I think the success of that support will be when the UN comes to leave. Certainly the peacekeeping mission comes to leave. And it would be wonderful if we got to the point where we felt that we were no longer necessary. That to me would be the biggest indicator of my success here in the country if I was able to do that.
So what would be like your first priorities given the mandate you have?
I'm very keen to travel to the regions of South Sudan. So before setting out exact plan, I want to try and do that. So I'm heading up in north up into Malakal next week. I have a program of moving right around the country over the next month or so. But I guess the overall point that I would make is that the UN is here to support the South Sudanese people and to support a government of national unity to be able to move forward, to help bring peace and stability to the country. So there's some emergency and humanitarian things that we need to do first, but I would like to think that if we can get peace and stability in the country, then that humanitarian need will slowly disappear. And we can then move into some of the infrastructure projects, for example. I mean, President Keir said to me, roads, major priority for him. We've got engineering battalions as part of our peacekeeping mission.
Yeah.
They're working on the roads at the moment. I'd like to accelerate those because they are, you know, it's the lifeline and it creates the business opportunities.
You've come after the July conflict, then it was followed by the decision to deploy the RPF in the country, that is the Regional Protection Force. Where are we at the moment?
Well, this is something exactly as you say. Following July, there was a decision by the Security Council to put in place here the RPF. It's a force which is here to create greater confidence for people to come back to Juba and create the conditions of stability. It's here to help the people to work alongside the government of South Sudan as well. We're in discussions, basically finalising some discussions on where and when and those sorts of things. So my expectation is it's imminent. When you're bringing in 4,000 people, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people behind the scenes putting an enormous amount of effort in. But from what I understand, the president said this to me yesterday, that certainly they are welcoming of it, and we'll just finalise the details.